Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Andrew McKay is going to be back on Monday. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew, joined by Jenna, Candy, and David. Manning everything up over here. It's 79 degrees here. Going to be a high in the mid-90s today, and but not at that extreme heat advisory, at least just yet. Also, weather-related stories is pretty much this segment here, catching you up first on Maui. So the death toll now has risen to what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The blaze has now claimed at least 111 lives. And Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed that there's about 2,000 people who are still without power, and estimates of the economic costs around $7 billion now, as FEMA is still trying to get supplies to the island. So that's the that's one update on Maui and the wildfires. Jenna, wildfires elsewhere.
So, and just like talking about Maui real quick, and I mentioned this before, and I'm pretty sure looking in our text line, if you'd like to join us in the text line, 850-437-1620 here at News Radio 92.3. We love hearing from you, your thoughts and all your opinions as well. I forget who it was. I think it was Mark or Mike. I'm not sure who had texted in earlier, but I brought up the point that, you know, Maui is going through this horrific situation, right? And they're desperately, it was just reported, I believe by ABC News, they're doing the recovery efforts. They're trying to look for the missing right now. Yeah. Like, it's a desperate situation. And so there are recovery efforts going on right now. It's ongoing. And like, where money is going over, food supplies, water, and everything. But it's really not that much. It's not that much. And it's just in comparison to what we have done for like the Ukraine, we really need to step it up when it comes to our country.
To help our own people.
And that leads me into, before I actually even talk about Canada, I wanted to talk about this possible hurricane, it's not possible anymore.
No.
Hurricane Hillary.
Category 4 now, I just saw.
Upgraded
to Category 4. So it was a Category 1, and now officials have changed it to a Category 4 hurricane, and they're talking about that like this morning. It's developed into
that's what's headed towards San Diego and Los Angeles,
Southern California.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's the Baja California Peinsula. They're probably going to see 3 to 6 inches of rain, but possibly up to 10 inches by Sunday. So it looks like the trajectory is, Los Angeles is still in the cone of uncertainty. But Vegas, I just saw, is in the cone's periphery. So,
oh, wow.
Yes.
So it's going to hit a lot of area.
It's definitely something where, again,
and Vegas is one of those areas where it's so dry because it's in the desert,
right?
Essentially,
sure, right. Yeah.
When it
covered
rains,
by the mountains, yeah, it floods.
It just floods everything.
Yeah, it floods everything. Yeah.
But Sin City needs to get washed, get cleaned, a little
get
bit.
All the dirt out of it.
I know you told us that earlier.
Oh, there goes those. Never mind.
Yep, there goes chocolate chips. So, I couldn't even get through it. I'm so sorry. Okay, so California, their last, this is actually serious though, major hurricane, all jokes aside, we're trying to have a little bit of fun.
The eye of the storm looks like it's going to hit San Diego with the current.
Yes.
The current trajectory, like the eye, the center of it, right over San Diego. So, and as a Category 4 right now, maybe by the time it makes landfall, so it's going to hit the peninsula first, the Baja Peninsula, so that'll slow it down some. Mm-hmm. But by the time it's getting to San Diego, they're still looking at, like this morning at 5 a.m., it looked like it was going to be a tropical storm by the time it would hit California. Now they're saying it could be a Category 2 still by the time it hits California. So definitely keep an eye on that as that happens.
This is
going to
be the first major hurricane since 1939 is what I was getting to.
Oh, wow.
So it's okay. been a long time. Now,
Before you get to that one, then let me go ahead and hit the Atlantic. So
let's talk about the Atlantic.
The one in the Gulf that we were watching, the system is no longer a threat. However, there is a new threat right by Cuba that over the next 7 days, it has a 30% chance of formation over the next 7 days. Mm-hmm. We are watching two systems out there in the Atlantic. One of them has downgraded to only 40% chance of formation over the next 7 days. The other one, though, increased to a 70% chance of formation over the next 70 days. And the latest update from National Hurricane Center about 15 minutes ago, it now has a 60% chance of formation in the next 48 hours. So that'll be in the Atlantic. Then there's a new system out there in the Atlantic that's also popped up. So now there's three out in the Atlantic and then one
is
right above the Caribbean.
Is that the disturbance that has a 60% chance?
No, so there's one that has a 60% chance of 48 hours.
There's
several
things happening.
So in other words, the Atlantic is starting to stir up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So
right.
Long story short.
It looks like the trajectory, though, is like up the east side of the U.S.
Yes,
right
east side of the U.S. So. There's the one
or
that's above Cuba.
Just stay out in the Atlantic.
Right.
So there's three out in the Atlantic and there's one above Cuba. The one above Cuba is expected to enter the Gulf. We'll see what happens. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Again, not showing a lot this morning. I-10 westbound at mile marker 16. It looks like that has been, in fact, cleared. So we're not having any issues there. Use caution wherever you are. I'm not showing any congestion. Just school buses and lights and stuff like that. If you have traffic tips, let us know. 437-1620. You can text those in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to text in this morning. It does look like, well, hopefully and possibly Hurricane Hillary will downgrade to a tropical storm. But of course,
it does, okay.
But
I thought it still looked, because I saw something on TV that just popped up. It looked like they were still saying it could be a Category 2 by the time it makes landfall.
So there's contradicting reports, though.
Yeah.
So
uncertainty.
Yeah, it's still that cone of uncertainty. Switching from rain and hurricanes to more fire talk going up in Canada, we all talked at the beginning of the summer and reported about the Canadian wildfires. It not only disrupted Canada, but it caused really unhealthy air quality conditions for the Northeast. I was up in New Jersey a month ago and it was still affecting people, and the people with asthma or asthmatic conditions could not go outside. So it's pretty intense. Well, they're still literally, no pun intended, not out of the fire yet, right? So they have the city of Yellowknife, which is the capital of their northwestern regions. The Northwestern Territories, excuse me. That's what it calls. So it's nowhere near America, but they are now evacuating about 20,000 people in that capital. This is including the 196,000 people that have already been evacuated throughout this wildfire season. But now they're seeing a fire that has broken out in that city area that if they don't get rain or get it contained, it could possibly destroy homes in part of this city by the end of this weekend. So
yeah, so still dealing with wildfires up there.
Wildfire season, yeah. Definitely need some rain, but not hurricanes.
Right.
You know?
That's kind of closer to Alaska area.
It is closer to Alaska. That's right. And it's above like everything you know in Canada.
It's above everything.
Ottawa.
Yeah. That's why you said, when you were like, I don't know where that is.
High population areas, yeah. Right. Spam. You know, the meat, Spam and Hormel are teaming up with Convoy of Hope to get Spam to the people of Hawaii in Maui. So in case you're not familiar, Spam has been popular on the island since World War II. Spam was served to GIs back then, and by the end of the war, Spam products were adopted into the local culture, with fried Spam and rice becoming a popular meal on the island. And so they know that that's what the people like, so and it's obviously a lot easier to ship over there, and so they're trying to get Spam to the people of Maui and get them some high sodium supplies over there. Why are you making a face? You don't like Spam?
No, I don't like Spam. I mean, do you know me? But we were talking about like the Chick-fil-A sandwich yesterday, you know, with the pimento cheese and the jalapenos and honey. Mm-hmm. I mean, I might try something like that with like Spam on it.
spam with some hot honey on it. Hot honey spam instead of hot honey ham.
Yeah.
See, that sounds like a band that would play the Seafood Fest.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, we're hot honey spam. Hello, yeah. Pensacola.
Yeah, we're hot honey spam.
And then they wear their white tank tops.
Right, yeah.
The white tank tops, you mean the spousal?
You called it something else, the spouse assaulters.
No, that's what she called it.
Oh, you did.
Spouse assaulters.
What they shouldn't be called anyway.
I know. Yes, they shouldn't
be called
white
beaters.
Tank tops. I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's
terrible. Be called that.
It's terrible. Oh, we're not saying that. We can say Uranus, but not that. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom.
We'll be right back.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing need, you've got a leak, you've got a drip, you've got a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or you turn on the faucet, by the way, those things don't heal themselves, right? Or you just want to recover your Tupperware from underneath the sink. Listen, be an adult, fix the problem. They never go away on their own. Barberry Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. No questions, no surprises. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Michael Cook with Turtle Roll Events today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. He'll be talking about the Pensacola Touch a Truck and Career Expo coming up on August 26th at Community Maritime Park. This event will be fun for the entire family and a great learning experience for kids or anyone considering a career that utilizes trucks or emergency vehicles. Learn more about the Touch a Truck and Career Expo today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
A quick look at traffic. It's traffic on the fives, and if you have traffic tips, you can always text them in at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Not seeing much congestion today. It looks like we were watching an accident at I-10 westbound at mile marker 31. That's the Baghdad exit. But again, that looks like it's been cleared off and to the side. The only congestion, school buses, lights, that stuff. And certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, again, text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know how soccer's like the other white meat over here in America?
It is,
like,
yes.
It
has not caught on like football.
But it is starting to catch on more and more. Mm-hmm. And I just saw that Lionel Messi, if you're not familiar with soccer, this is all foreign language to you. But this was a big deal. Lionel Messi was coming to Miami. I've never owned anything soccer. I actually used to be play-by-play voice for a women's semi-pro team for a while.
Cool.
Doing soccer. But I've still never been into soccer. And so I've never owned a soccer jersey or anything. I really want to own Lionel Messi's soccer jersey.
You've never owned a soccer jersey?
Why would I?
Why wouldn't you?
But I want Lionel Messi's soccer jersey.
Yeah.
It's the light pink color with Messi on the back. It looks cool. And I just saw it. It's the fastest selling soccer jersey of like all time in America.
Neat. That's
cool. Lionel Messi coming to Miami. Well, first of all, he's already thrown him into the playoffs. Like he's done a great job just showing up.
He's incredibly talented.
Great player.
I've heard
great
that he's
leader.
Years when I was growing up, was it Pele? I think when I was growing up, that was the soccer player that everybody knew. It was the one everybody knows. That's great.
I mean, he helped him win the World Cup. Helped his country win the World Cup. He's really a tremendous athlete. But I just saw that, and it's the fastest growing jersey, soccer jersey.
We can wear it. We all go see the Barbie movie again.
Oh boy.
Nope.
Okay.
Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting because it shows him coming here is really like it's really helping like soccer in America. So it's still not ever going to be football level or even basketball level, but it's
great
still pretty big thing
Sure,
David, what you got going on?
Russia is fining Google for not deleting what they're calling false content about the war in Ukraine. A Moscow court found Google guilty of not removing prohibited information yesterday. They fined them 3 million rubles, or $30,000.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A introducing its first ever seasonal spin on their chicken sandwich.
Tell me.
The honey pepper, and you're going to love this, Bobby, pimento chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about yesterday. That's what we were talking about. Pimento cheese.
Ooh. Talk slower, David.
You got to love...
What's in it?
You got to love the pimento.
Yeah.
It features a sweet, subtly spicy kick.
Yeah.
The honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich and caramel crumble milkshake also joins menus.
And I'm out. Okay, what?
The caramel crumble milkshake. Yeah, I don't really know.
Caramel crumble, that's fine.
Caramel and crumble goes in the milkshake. And new report says marijuana and hallucinogen use are at record highs.
Oh.
The survey,
pun intended.
The survey funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse showed marijuana use has now spiked to 44% of adults under 30 compared to just 28% one decade ago.
Well, we have...
Because people are telling the truth now?
Well, no, it's legal.
Oh. Yes. Well, yeah, for the most part, it is. Yeah.
There's more states now in the United States where it's completely legal for recreational use than states where it's completely illegal. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't even get it for medical purposes. So there's more states now where you can have it for recreational use than where you can't get it at all. And, of course, the a majority are right in the middle where you can get it for medical purposes only, which is, you know, that's like an asterisk. Go in there and go, I have a headache. And they go, here's marijuana.
You don't even have to have a headache. You can tell them you have gas. You can tell them anything. Like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable walking into a gas station or gas. I'm not kidding. Any doctor that's out there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know this. I'm telling you this. Like, yeah, if you go there and say, you know, and they'll go, here you go. And then you can use that to buy weed and then pay. There's a tax. It's like a $200 thing, I think, if you're going to go see a doctor and you have to redo it like every 8 months.
So the question is, I've had, and I'm not pinpointing you. I'm just going to Candy because Candy has life experience and she has connections.
I do. Yeah. And
is legal weed cheaper than illegal weed?
You know what? I don't know. That's the truth. I
think you might know somebody who might know, though.
You know, it depends on because they have different kinds of.
Because I've had this question people have asked me, and I don't know.
Okay, there was a girl who worked here whose name I'm not going to mention, but everything I learned about weed, I learned from her. No, and she's not here anymore, and it's not because of that. But I had no idea. Like, they come in different kinds, and the licensed medical weed, it just depends. Like, they have some kind, and I.
So it also depends on their strains and how they cultivate it.
Yes, it depends on the strains and where you're buying it and all of this. And illegal weed, I don't know. I know
Because I had people asking me a lot. Like, is legal weed more expensive or less expensive than illegal? I was like, I don't know.
I would think it might be. I think it's less expensive, but I don't know. I mean,
but I guess if you grow it in the Wagyu region of Japan, and then it's going to be more expensive. David caught that one. It's Pensacola Morning
News. Where they feed weed other weed so it can be a super weed.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew, Jenna Barr, Candy, and David.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Hillary's a Category 4 storm now, moving toward the southwestern U.S.
It will not be a hurricane strength as it approaches California and Arizona and even up into Las Vegas. But those pockets, specifically SoCal, could see anywhere between 2 to 10 inches of rain, and that will cause flash flooding.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. President Biden hosts the leaders of Japan and South Korea today at Camp David in Maryland.
The White House says threats posed by North Korea will be a focus. The meeting will also focus on, quote, promoting a rules-based international order and bolstering economic prosperity.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The Fulton County, Georgia Sheriff's Office is investigating threats against grand jurors who voted to indict former President Trump. Their personal information has been shared on social media, including names, addresses, and phone numbers in posts promoting violence against them. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Friday. News Radio 92.3, partly cloudy, 78 right now in Pensacola. The woman accused of conspiring in the fatal shooting at that Home Depot on North Davis last week has now been ordered to remain in jail without bond. That despite her attorney's efforts to get her out on $250,000 bond in court.
The majority of the evidence that the court has reviewed is text messages that were taken out of context. And, Your Honor, to my knowledge, she has over no prior criminal history that would support such a charge.
Channel 3 in the courtroom during 50-year-old Sheila Agee's hearing yesterday. Agee faces mandatory life in prison if convicted on principal to first-degree murder charges. Her next court appearance September 8th. Her son, 20-year-old Keith Agee, charged with premeditated first-degree murder for the death of 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims. There's a new leader for the Escambia Children's Trust. This after the surprise resignation of Tammy Greer earlier this week.
Ms. Greer, due to her own reasons, turned in her resignation. And the board called this meeting so that they could deal with what was going on and appoint somebody new to keep leading the agency.
And the Escambia Children's Trust appointed that woman, Tammy Abrams, as the new interim executive director at that meeting yesterday. Greer had provided 60 days notice. The board elected to terminate her immediately from that position. Abrams now says she wants to continue moving forward with the trust's mission. The family of a Santa Rosa County jail inmate that died in 2016 will receive $16 million. Pensacola law firm Zarzar Law announced that Santa Rosa County jury had ruled in favor of the family of Misty Williamson, who contracted pneumonia and died. The lawsuit said that employees of Armour Correctional Health Services were neglectful and slow in transferring her to the emergency room when she went into septic shock. The company was contracted by the county to perform medical services at the jail from 2012 until 2018. Deputies in Okaloosa County say a woman is now charged with child neglect, accused of leaving an infant in an unattended car for more than 2 hours while she completed community service towards her probation. News Radio's Joe Ford with more.
31-year-old Niceville resident Shanice Eppinger was booked and released on $5,000 bond. Deputies say she lied about how long the child was left alone, but video surveillance showed it was from about 10:15 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. The sheriff's office says the infant was strapped into the car seat, crying inside the van, and had limited cooling. The van was parked near the Goodwill store on Beale Parkway. At the time of the arrest, the temperature was 86 degrees with a heat index of 94. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. And there's a new phone app that's got the attention of school districts across the state. It's called Saturn, and developers say that this app was designed to help students keep track of their schedules. But several school districts now across the state are warning parents not to let their kids use it. Officials say that you don't actually have to be a student in order to make an account on that app, and the concern is that somebody could find a student's personal information using it. School officials now urging parents to talk to their kids about the importance of keeping their information private. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic with Candy.
Taking a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing many of those slowdowns or delays. Again, the only congestion, just like buses and traffic lights right now. Now, certainly if you know different or see a traffic the incident or have a tip, of course, 437-1620, you can text it in. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Warm and humid day today with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees. We are going to have temperatures feeling a bit warmer into the triple digits, 10% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. For Saturday, hot and humid again, 96 degrees for your high, feeling much warmer with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got mostly clear skies right now. It's 81 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, and it's 77 right now in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. In these inflationary times, some off-price retailers are doing pretty well. We heard that story from TJ Maxx earlier this week. And now in new quarterly results, Ross Stores handedly beat expectations for both earnings and revenue. The discount retailer also boosted its full-year guidance. Shares of Ross Stores are up 5% pre-market. An activist investor has taken a stake in a popular restaurant holding company, and the rest of its investors love it. That company is Bloomin' Brands, owner of Outback Steakhouse, Fleming's Steakhouse, Carrabba's, and Bonefish Grill. The investor is Starboard Value and now owns 5% of Bloomin'. Starboard is best known for its 2014 activist takeover of Darden, which accelerated the turnaround of the Olive Garden parent. Hoping for the same thing for Bloomin', shares are up 6% pre-market. On Wall Street, the major averages are off more than 2% this week, and futures are lower as the market careens towards its worst week since March. That's Your Money Now.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
This morning at 10:30, join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
When we talk about imports like Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, really nice cars, you pay a little bit extra to get them, but you don't have to pay extra to service them. That's a kind of a common belief people have, is that you have to go to the dealership in order to get them serviced. You don't. And if that dealership happens to be, I don't know, over a state line, over some water, across a bridge that nobody ever enjoys driving across, well, you can not only save money, but save time and inconvenience by getting your car serviced right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. If you've got a diesel truck, for example, you might think, again, that's a little bit tricky and you got to go to the dealership. You don't. They take care of those cars all the time. Their philosophy is, let's see you for the little stuff, the preventative, routine, scheduled maintenance, so we can avoid seeing you for the big stuff. Kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car, which is why they have their website called acarclinicservice.com. In 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew will be back on Monday. And right now it's Bobby Rossi and Jenna, Candy and David. Takes four of us to try to keep things together here. So it's 79 degrees here in Pensacola. So a little bit warmer than what it was this time yesterday and the day before. And it will get up to the mid-90s today as well. And then before we get into a couple other stories about Escambia County, tattoos are the new hot party favor at weddings. Yeah, apparently people are hiring tattoo artists as vendors so people can get a little ink while they're at the reception.
Nice.
So just, I guess, maybe a way for you to remember their wedding. Like, where did you get that? Oh, I got this ink over at so-and-so's wedding. So that seems very strange to me. That's like, you, like, that kind of feels, I don't know, I want you to remember my wedding forever.
Instead of a box of buttermints or some matches, you're getting this boss ink.
Jordan almonds are definitely a thing of the past. Yeah. Nobody's doing that ever again.
You're like, no, I want you to remember my wedding. Every time you look at your hand, you remember I got married.
Okay, like, you don't have any tattoos.
No.
But, like, the tattoos, like, I have two bad ones. Mine. Yeah, and there's some great tattoo artists out there.
Oh, by
the
way,
didn't see them.
I had, after the show when we talked about tattoos last week, yeah, I had quite a few people upset that you didn't post your tattoos on Facebook.
Oh, my super cool ink? Yeah, because everybody's already made fun of them. One's Matchbox 20, one's my ex-husband's name, Ray, and I just tell people I like that Jamie Foxx movie. Yeah, do what it do, baby. So I regret getting these tattoos. But they were both about $100 a piece, and this was like 20 years ago, for just like a little tiny thing.
Yeah, not
thing.
That big. Yeah.
Right. It's going to be $500 to remove them, and I will. Like, whatever.
Is that $500 to remove them?
About, because you have to go through sessions, to get them all removed, and there's some great work.
Is there a place in town that does that?
There's a bunch of places. Oh. Yeah, I just haven't.
It's like a laser.
I'm not informed. I've seen videos like Pete Davidson gets certain tattoos removed so that he can re-ink that area.
Right, and he has a ton. And that's just like people that have tattoos. It's like Harry Potter. If you have tattoos, you really like tattoos. A lot of people have them. But are they, I just can't imagine, like, if these two little tiny ones were like $100 each 20 years ago, I'm sure it's more expensive and the artist should be paid for their work. Absolutely. Right, yeah. But that's a very expensive favor.
Party favor.
Yeah.
Good point right there. Jenna, you have tattoos, by the way?
Yeah. Oh.
You do?
Oh, she just goes, oh, yeah. Like, that's,
well,
like,
that's
a
awesome.
Normal thing.
I don't have that. I don't, like, you know, I don't, they're not places for.
Do you have Matchbox 20?
Wait, dude, what?
Wait, NSYNC.
She's talking about places.
No, just meant like they're on, it's actually, they're on my ankles, but you can't really see it. It's very subtle.
Oh.
A star, and then I have like words.
Words. She just shared her words. What are your words?
Yeah, man.
The riot.
The riot.
Yeah.
I was in a gang, and so.
No, you weren't.
I'm not joking. I'll tell you about it later.
All right. I will ask later. I know.
All right.
At like 9:05.
There we go. I just found that's very bizarre.
Right.
Very
bizarre. I don't want that to come and haunt me later and somebody try to like, no, it was not a gang. When I was like 8 years old, that's what we would call ourselves, like on the playground, me and my friends. And so
I love that. That's like cute.
18, I think we were all still friends, and so we went and got him one day in the middle of the desert and got it tattooed. So that's it.
Oh, that's sweet.
I would not get one at a wedding. I'd be like, no.
You want to get like a little star with their initials in it?
No, I would get like, you know, if anything, I would get not like scripture. I think I'm always like perplexed by that.
Yeah,
like scripture.
Strained by that. You know. But I see people doing it.
I was
inspirational quotes.
Right. I know we have to go to traffic, but I was at OWA, like the week before last or last week, I can't remember. And there was a lady there, and she actually had on her lower back, and it was a, like one of those, what do you call those, like fishes that like evangelicals use? What
oh,
are
yeah.
fishes?
Oh, right. Yeah, like the Jesus fish. I don't know what to call it, but I call it that.
The Jesus fish.
Everybody knows what that is.
They had that connected to a cross, like the cross,
yeah.
And then it was next to an empty grave, but it was like at her lower back. And I just thought, like, that's an odd place to put the story of Jesus.
Putting the tramp stamp on the...
Oh, my gosh. Why did you say that phrase?
So doing a religious version of the tramp stamp is what you're saying.
Candy help. Do traffic.
But I have stuff to say. Okay, no, the roads are fine. I'll say that. Taking a look, I-110 now, not showing any issues. It looks like everything's traveling at posted speeds. And again, the only congestion that I see right now, it's just like school buses and traffic lights and stuff like that, which is good. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, though, let us know. You can text it in at 437-1620. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. At Executive Landscaping, they're big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756 for Executive Landscaping. For Executive Skinscaping, like a tramp stamp with a... No. But people put it everywhere. If I had like a scripture tattoo, though, I would want it... I mean, I'm embarrassed about the Matchbox 20, but I could see where I would keep that. I'll take this phone call in just a second. Yeah. It's probably Andrew.
You'd want it somewhere where you can read it.
Yes, I would want to see that Bible quote or... Yeah. And I'm not blaspheming, but like, or Harry Potter.
So you don't want
whatever.
It on your back where you would have to go to the mirror and go, what was that thing?
Here, let me tell you what I'm thinking about Jesus. Let me pull my pants down a little bit and my shirt up, and then here you go. You know, this is where my personal relationship starts with our Savior.
Did you just
have
your leg up in the air?
Yeah, I was
she was
you.
She was showing me her riot tattoo. That's awesome, dude.
I turn around, I'm like, what's Jenna doing
like,
over here?
I make bad decisions all the time, as everybody knows, and I've been in Pensacola long enough for like everybody to know. But no, like my first, when I was in college, I had designed my tattoo of Grateful Dead bears holding hands around my ankle.
Uh-huh.
I don't have that now, thank God. But like that's what I was going through when I was like, you know, we were all listening to the Dead and just in the nick of time. Yeah.
That's kind of, I think that's classic. The Grateful Dead, that's classic.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, if somebody puts that down on the resume, you definitely don't hire them, or which I also learned. My first email address was Candy Loves Fish, like the band.
Oh, yeah.
P-H-I-S-H. It's like, why is nobody hiring me? Oh.
Fish is good.
I like fish.
Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, but you date somebody? Hold on. Never mind. Go ahead. My boyfriend, Governor DeSantis. Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah.
Governor DeSantis signed a bill. I covered the legislative session, and I had no idea that this was signed.
Is this about the cell phones?
Yeah.
Okay.
No cell phones allowed in Florida classrooms. So Northwest Florida School's been in school for, you know, about a week now.
Yeah.
And apparently Northwest Florida School, you know, if you're wondering like, well, you can't get a hold of your kid, it's actually against the law for them to have their cell phone in the classroom now. It's not merely just school policy, teacher policy, you know, where a teacher's like, give me your phone, I'm confiscating your phone. It's law. Can't have cell phones in the classroom.
Well, it's a huge distraction. I can't imagine it not being. I mean, yes, for emergencies, but...
But still,
I mean,
like, put that sucker
some
away.
Some of the kids are bad, and like, they're just using their cell phones for not good things, and they're disrespecting their teachers.
But think about this. This is good. I thought about this since we talked about it last time. What about, how many times do we find out about bad teacher behavior because students recorded it?
Mm. Sure.
But now that's gone.
Yeah.
So now teachers can just get away with all kinds of crazy.
I don't know, though. I mean,
I don't see that.
I don't
but
see
there's,
it like
yeah.
that. But, you know, there have been several reports of, like, kids who are just, like, totally disrespectful. They just be sitting there on their phones. They're like, what are you going to do about it? Like, they know the teacher can't do anything.
Just like adults. Like, at our meetings, we're not supposed to have cell phones.
I know.
You know, and we're, how long time? I know, because everybody does. But, like, you go to lunch with somebody and... You know, if it's not like a dear friend, they're usually on the phone the whole time.
Yeah, I went to a meeting and they says no cell phones in here, and I said, well, how am I going to take notes?
Yeah, right. I take notes on my phone
too. And they're like, with a notepad and paper. I go, what is this, 1999? No, I'm using
my
phone.
I know, right?
1999. But you know what? It is disrespectful, like when you're in a room with somebody and you're having a conversation.
Yes.
And they're just on the phone.
On
like,
the phone. They're like texting. They're clearly texting or something like they're not. Or they're scrolling. You're
it's
like,
obnoxious.
Why are you scrolling? What?
Do you guys have those friends that are couples that are just up texting each other the whole time? Like if
what?
You like oh yeah like just oh like you're at a party or you have a few friends over and you have like one like Bob and Susan, I'm just gonna put those names together, and they're texting each other the whole time.
In the same room?
Yeah, like do you guys not have obnoxious couple friends?
No,
that do
is that?
That
a
yeah,
thing?
Hell yeah.
I mean, Jenna's been texting me the whole show.
No, it's
you guys are not a couple. Stop.
Where are you lying? That's not true. Now he's just being.
Oh, you're
fibber.
Mormon, dude. You can have a whole bunch of wives, just like in that movie.
Oh my gosh.
What? I have a question. I'll ask you at 9:05. Not like that. You can do better.
You just made me. I don't know. But yeah, no cell phones in the classrooms. But we also, before we take a break so we can get update with David, is, you know, now that the teachers are back in school, I want to know if anybody that has been on Facebook or social media has seen any teachers posting the pictures of their media areas in their classrooms, which is their libraries. That's what they call them now, is the media.
Okay.
Media libraries, media zones, blah, blah, blah. And more pictures are surfacing of of teachers having zero books in their classrooms because it takes too much work for them to go through the process of getting the books approved through the school board and the Department of Education. So you can go ahead and look it up and you'll see some pictures. But if you have seen them, I would love for you to text them or your thoughts. 850-437-1620. It's 7:51 here at News Radio 92.3. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, David Wayne will give us an update in the newsroom.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
If you have employees and you've ever wondered whether they're getting the very best service that you can give them from an HR perspective, you know, like dealing with payroll or providing benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability, this is why you want to call Torgerson Causey, because they'll come in and they'll kind of look at what your business is doing and they'll find out, look, can we do it better? Can we do it cheaper? Can we do it in a way that gives you more confidence? Or maybe, you know, they look at it and they say, we can't do it any better than you're already doing it. But that way you know. And I'll tell you from personal experience, okay? About 6 years ago, we started working with them here at Cat Country and News Radio, and I have been blown away. I mean, you wouldn't normally say that about an HR company, but honestly, they have been fantastic. They gave us options in our medical coverage, which we didn't have before. They have always been available to answer questions and answer them in a detailed way, which is not true of everybody. So really, it was a step up in customer service for us. I've been impressed. More than 20 years in business, estimates are always free. No obligation for them to look at what you're doing, of course. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our roads. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. It looks like 90 accident-free at this time. Not showing any problems on 9 Mile, I-10, I-110 clear as well. And 98 accident-free, too, from Navarre to Gulf Breeze into Pensacola across the Chappie James Bridge. That's a 3-mile bridge. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620. You can text it in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And, oh, good.
Thanks, Candy.
Sure.
So we were talking about the HB 379 technology in K-12 public schools bill. This is a House bill that was passed recently to ban technology in K-12 public schools. It's prohibiting the use of certain platforms on district-owned devices and through internet access provided by the school district, authorizing teachers and other instructional personnel to designate an area for wireless communication during instructional time. This is for public school. There was a text that came in through our text line at 850-437-1620 that was wondering if it's applied to private school, which was an excellent question. Thank you for texting that in. All of the questions and texts are welcome. And so it is for public school only, yep. Which makes sense. So private schools can have they can have their own judicial standing on cell phones, and trust me, they don't want them in their classrooms because they want their kids to learn. It's 7:56. Let's see what our headlines are with David Wayne in our newsroom.
Leaders in Japan and South Korea will be meeting today with President Biden at Camp David. White House officials say both countries and the U.S. will be making a pledge at the summit to consult with each other in moments of crisis. FEMA's first disaster recovery center now open in Maui. That center will serve as a one-stop shop for survivors of the wildfires that need federal assistance. The organization continuing to work with state, county, and federal partners in relief efforts. And on that note, Hormel Food donating 5 truckloads of Spam. That's 260,000 cans that are going to be sent to Maui. The Spam will be given out to the victims of the wildfires as recovery efforts continue. And so far, 111 confirmed dead, thousands are still missing. The company's also creating a Spam-branded T-shirt that says Spam Loves Maui. Apparently, they're going to be selling that. Any proceeds from those shirt sales are going to be donated to the United Way's Maui Fund as well.
Wait, they are going to make T-shirts and they're not going to say Spamming Maui with love?
Oh, my God. Why are you not running their marketing department?
There you go. Jenna, that's great.
I'm really annoyed right now.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
They'd have to be the old school, like, cuff sleeve t-shirts, right, where you know you've got like the blue or red or green cuff on the sleeve
yeah.
And on the collar, the and it should say like, come on,
like 1980 style t-shirt, 1980s, is what
right?
About.
Roller skating rink
from
come
Stranger
on.
Things
what
type of
wrong
t-shirt
with
yeah.
Sorry then, but I love that they're feeding the people. That's wonderful.
Yeah, with Spam. Is it going to be classic Spam? Is it going to be the teriyaki Spam? Is it going to be barbecue Spam? Which
probably
Spam are we talking
well,
about here?
Kings,
it doesn't
right?
say. I would guess a little bit of everything, probably.
A little bit of everything, okay.
Probably whatever they can find in the warehouse.
There you go. Yeah, it's some good stuff right there. Some Spam for emergency meals. You know,
I
we're
love
talking
spam.
About food storage yesterday and having life straws and things like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Spam would be, that's a good thing to have
it's
in your food
storage.
It's a good
thing to have.
It'll last forever.
Absolutely.
You know, and roaches don't eat it. They don't like it, so.
And it's so good.
I'm just kidding. Roaches probably do like it, but they can't get into it because it's in a can.
Because it's sealed, right?
Yeah, because it's sealed. So that's a good thing right there. Some random facts here for you. There's a town in Texas named Canadian. Its citizens are called Canadians, but it's in Texas. In fact, the closing scene from the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks, that was filmed in Canadian, Texas. Roger Moore retired from being James Bond at 58 years old because, quote, the leading ladies were young enough to be my granddaughter and it becomes disgusting, end quote. They still do it, by the way. They don't care.
Yeah, right. Yeah, way to go, Raj.
Bill Murray's character in the movie Osmosis Jones talks about going to the National Buffalo Wing Festival in New York. It didn't exist at the time, but now it does.
Listen on air.